Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup, very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts.
All right, welcome back to episode number 43 of the No Bad Days podcast. This is a special Stanley Cup playoff edition of the podcast. We're going to be doing a full breakdown of stuff we pretend to know what we're talking about. Ain't that right, Johnny?
That's usually how it goes, not just with hockey, but any other topic you could think of.
Exactly.
I just had a freaking panic attack that we were recording in here when it's light out. I thought we'd miss the day.
Yeah, no, but today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah. It kind of threw me off.
And yeah, it's only 4 o'clock.
I know.
It's not 9:30 at night.
It's not very often. Not very often we get to have some time to ourselves.
But how nice is it like this time of year now? It's like during our season, 4 o'clock, it's like midnight, black outside. And now it's like...
And we actually got some sun today.
Yeah, the sky's blue. Who would have thought? I forgot over the last 8 months that the sky's blue. Who would have
thunk it?
It's been gray here for three weeks straight.
Three years straight.
Yeah, you know what? 4 years in my case.
4 or 5 business years.
This town it's a rarity when the sun comes out, but when it does, you make sure you go outside and enjoy it.
Windows open in the house. Come on.
And introduce yourself, Johnny.
I'm Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. That's Johnny.
Who's that?
I'm Jordan.
That's Jordan. And together we are the No Bad Days podcast.
Because
this is our first episode and you guys are listening for the first time.
Yeah. Do you think, how many new listeners do you think we get per episode? You have to guess.
I don't know. I think we have a bunch of loyal listeners that listen every week.
We have loyal listeners.
Yeah. Hey, listeners, if you're listening, you loyal.
Y'all is loyal.
You loyal.
That is one thing.
Well, fellas, the best time of year is, the best watching hockey time of year is upon us.
Finally here.
Yeah. How pumped were we yesterday?
Oh, I thought about it all day.
We sat on the couch for 6 hours straight and watched hockey from 6 till 11:45 at night.
And we had the double TVs.
We stood for the national anthem at the Leaf game. To hear the best singer in the league sing.
Just got to respect it.
You have to.
Yeah.
Get the respect.
Hats off. Don't talk. Yeah. You know, no questions. Anthem's on. And she ends it with a bang. I forget her name.
I don't know. Girl. You said you knew her.
I know her as the Leafs anthem singer.
Does she do that all the time?
Yeah, she's been doing that since she was 16.
Every game?
Every home
game.
They don't switch it up. Every home game.
That's crazy.
Keep talking while I use my Google machine. Ortiz Luis.
Yeah.
Marino Ortiz Luis.
Yeah. That's who that is.
Oh, she started singing it at the age of 15. You were right.
Yeah. She's sick.
She was all right.
She could hold a tune. I think
she's very talented.
I think the way she sings both the Canadian and the U.S. national anthem is just different. Hits different.
It hits different.
We'll bring that one back.
Wow.
My hits different today is when Maria Ortiz-Luis sings the Canadian national anthem. That gets me going, especially for playoff hockey. And that Leaf game was pretty sweet too.
That's your hits different?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. What's yours? You need a minute?
No, I got it. I got it. My hits different is that this is my last week of college. And that hits different.
That is hitting different. Yeah.
That was pretty sad.
I like the Edmonton singer too. He sang from the crowd.
Yeah, that guy's a beauty. Are we just going to ignore that? This is Marty's and yours last week of college?
Oh, yeah. It is our last week of college. You're right. Let's
touch on that for a second before we get back to the playoffs, because that makes me sad as hell.
Yeah. Makes you sad.
Yeah.
It is sad,
but it's like nice at the same time.
Well, it's nice, but you know, I'm happy for you guys moving on and all.
But you're not gonna have a coach to sit on next year with the boys.
Who am I gonna moss with all next year?
Randy Moss?
7 hours a day.
Take online classes, man. Come hang out.
And then just drive down for practice.
Or no, what? And just play somewhere else.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You got to graduate.
I got to graduate.
We all got to be UWS grads.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can form a Facebook group when we graduate.
Yeah, we need that on the resume. And then I'll go to my, I'll go to your 10-year reunion, even though it'll be my 9-year.
That'll actually be hilarious.
Yeah.
When that rolls around. It's not like we really know anyone else from school, but.
No, I literally have no other friends from school.
Yeah.
Other than like the guys I played with.
Yeah.
Which I have no problem. I have no problem with that. Because when you come in as a freshman, you automatically have like your 27 friends. That's enough friends. Like to me, like that's like quite enough. Like you don't.
27?
And I'm not saying like you're mean to anyone else or whatever. Like you're obviously nice to everyone you meet. But like hanging out wise, like I'm not gonna go out of my way to like hang out with someone not on my team. If that makes sense. Wow. Yeah.
That's mean.
What about your boys?
You guys are my boys.
Oh. What about in the summers?
Well, it's different. I'm back home.
Those are the back home boys. Those are the beanbag boys.
Those are the beanbag boys back home.
And we're the couch boys.
Am I okay to get back into the playoffs now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just making sure, since you're apparently running the podcast. Actually, you know what? You take over.
Hey, sorry, man.
No, episode 43 is all you, man.
Hey, you were texting. I just took the wheel for a second.
I was texting my mother.
How's she doing?
Great. Awesome. Excellent. Yeah. Shout out to mom. She's doing good.
Text is over with?
Yeah, I sent it. Yeah.
All right, let's go then.
Anyone else want to send a couple messages before we actually get going here? Okay, anyways. Don't you love when jokes just fall flat?
Yeah, what a good one.
I think I had one yesterday. I said out loud and it was a funny joke to me, and then no one laughed.
What,
no one got
what
it.
Was it?
It was the gasoline one. The cat, I guess.
The cat that ran out of gas.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, I didn't laugh because you told me that one last summer.
Okay.
Along with the dog bone one.
Yeah, but the dog bone one just
the dog bone one will get me every time.
Gets people.
But the cat with gas that worked once.
Yeah, that's a one-timer.
That's a one-timer.
Yeah, that's a one-timer.
But the dog bone one, that doesn't get old.
But I did the final calculations on my calculator of our playoff predictions from before the season.
Okay.
And the winner was you, Johnny. You won.
Wow.
What can I say?
By
I know
one,
what I'm, I know
one
what I'm
team.
Talking about.
One team. You won one. By one team. The difference was you didn't have Philadelphia to get – well – there's a couple differences, but yeah, you didn't have Philadelphia.
I have an inside scoop with the league. That's why I didn't tell you guys.
We do?
Yeah.
So we can disqualify you?
No. You use all your resources.
So you're disqualified?
No. Not disqualified.
You're undisqualified.
I just outwitted.
Well, you want to mute that? Anyways. Johnny, you had 11 out of 16.
Who did I pick?
You had Edmonton, Colorado, St. Louis, Minnesota, Calgary, Carolina, Toronto, Tampa Bay, Florida, Washington, and Boston.
That's right.
Yeah, I did.
Me and Marty had the Jets who didn't make it. And we had the Flyers that didn't make it. We had the Isles that didn't make it. You had the, so we had 10 out of 16, me and Marty.
Did I pick Chicago?
You did, yeah.
And the Canadians?
Yeah, you did have the Canadians as well.
And who's that?
That's the Islanders.
I picked the Islanders?
Yeah, you did.
That's brutal.
Yeah, tough bounce. That's okay, though.
You know what, though? I didn't think the Islanders.
10 for 16, not bad. The Islanders are good. They just 11
for 16.
They just missed out in the East this year because the East was buzzing.
The East was it? What was this? The first time in NHL history where
everyone in the East that made the playoffs had over 100 points.
Yeah.
In the standings.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's kind of Captain Insano from, what is that, wrestling?
Yeah, that's from the Waterboy.
Waterboy, yeah.
Captain Insano, and his go-to move is poke in the eye.
And he's going to open a can of whoop ass on everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even know where you buy that, but.
I'd like to know. Because I got a couple people that I want to open a can of whoop ass on.
Was I one of them when you were texting?
No. Sometimes you're on. Sometimes I could.
I'm on that list sometimes.
When you're running behind or something, I could open a can of whoop ass on and get you going.
Just a quick can. It's a one-timer.
But now that the playoffs are starting, we're starting over. And we're doing our playoff predictions, fellas. So, I'll tell you the series. Can we get some energy going in here?
Yeah, well, I'm listening to you talk. We're going to need to talk when you're talking.
I could talk, too.
I'm going to tell you the series.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me who you think's going to win.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to pull up my bracket then. And so, I'm just going to go with the bracket that I have.
Are you marking this? Are you writing this
I'm
down?
Oh, I'm
ready. All right, let's get out the pen and pad.
I learned the pen and pad.
That's still a saying, right?
The pen pad.
Pencil pad.
Yeah, it's just a little pen pad, right?
Yeah, PayPal, pen pad. Okay. So I got three brackets here for us. And if I can get this other page, I'll have. Yeah, there we go. Okay. First series, we're starting in the East. And we're going.
That is one handy tool.
Florida, I know, right? iPad.
That is the sickest iPad ever.
Yeah, it's pretty ill. Okay, Johnny. First, we're going with the Florida Washington series.
Florida.
Okay. Do you have any reason why?
Jumbo. I'm honestly, and we've said this like the whole year every time we talk about the NHL, Florida's low-key like sick. They don't get the attention they deserve because I feel they're based in Florida and like just hockey down there. They're helping to grow it for sure. And they've done a great job thus far, but I feel like the media coverage just doesn't pay attention to those players as much as a player in New York or Toronto or Montreal. So, hey, I say Florida. Florida's going to sneak out with that one.
Okay.
Fair enough.
That is the 1-8 matchup in the East. So that's a good guess.
So they're going to beat Washington. That's my guess.
That's your guess. Yeah.
Prediction.
That's your prediction.
I'll say prediction, not guess.
Jordan?
Florida or
Washington?
Oh, Florida.
Yeah. You're going with Florida as well?
Yeah.
And I think I could speak for all of us when we're rooting for Jumbo.
Yep. I will follow that up and I will pick Florida as well for the only reason that I love sunshine and I also love Joe Thornton.
We love Joe Thornton.
And I want him to win the Stanley Cup, even though they might not end up winning in my bracket. I'd be happy if they proved me wrong.
Didn't you say when the Chicklets guys were saying that when he retires, he's going to go on?
Go on.
On Chicklets?
Yes, he is.
That'll be sick.
That'll be a good
that'll episode. Be a murky.
That'll be one of the most listened to episodes, I think. I
wonder how their Wayne Gretzky one did.
Probably I assume it good. Did pretty good.
Yeah.
That's the white whale right there.
I'm no Scientologist, but I'm pretty sure that's going to go.
That's the nail in the coffin.
That is going to, yeah.
Between him and Joe.
Yeah.
And the Sid one, I'm sure did great.
I'm sure the Sidney Crosby one did pretty good too. Yeah. Anyways, let's just cut the talk about other podcasts down on our podcast.
Yeah. No free ads here.
Okay. Next we got Toronto and Tampa Bay, and right. We will preface that by saying that we already know that Toronto has won the first game.
Yeah, we do. Toronto won last night. What was it? 5-0
5-0
5-0
Very convincing win.
But because like hockey's one of those sports where it's really anyone could beat anyone.
That's why Tampa's, they're 7-game series.
That's why there's 7 games, and that's why the Stanley Cup's the hardest trophy to win in sports, in our humble opinion. But
super humble.
You know, like from that blowout though, like you know Tampa's coming out like fucking hard next game. So tomorrow night, that's gonna be a bloodbath. But
did Clifford get a suspy?
Yeah, you got one game.
Really?
But Simmer will be in there. Zio will be in.
Yeah, Stutz will be in. Actually, I don't know because Bunting's back.
Is he?
Yeah, Bunting's coming back.
It all depends what they need.
Yeah. That's why Clifford was playing because they wanted some tough, some nail guys.
Well, Spezza will chuck him.
I think Spezza could go. He's a big body and he's kind of sick on the second line power play.
And he's just kind of new boot goofing out there.
He is. Like, he's a disher.
Yeah.
He's like Joe. He's a disher. For those of you that don't know, we call Jason Spezza on the Toronto Maple Leafs Zio.
Because he's like an uncle.
He's related to Johnny. Yeah.
And he's Johnny's uncle.
Yeah, we're paisans.
He went to Hamilton once and became his uncle.
He went to Hamilton High.
He's also another guy that we would like to see win a Stanley Cup.
Oh, for sure.
It's just unfortunate for me that he's on the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, that's a little dagger to you.
Yeah, there's a silver lining and everything, but I don't know. Okay. Right.
But Johnny, Toronto.
You're going Toronto, I figured. Yeah. Jordan, I feel like I know your answer.
I'm
but
going Toronto too.
You're going Toronto as well. Any particular reason?
I just think they have the edge this year.
I think they're due.
Yeah.
They're due for a first round.
I don't know if they'll get out of the second round, but I'm going with them in the first round for sure.
I'm going with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
All right. Be different.
Because
different.
The only reason I'm saying that is because I'm from Ottawa and it's in my blood to not cheer for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I would like this non-winning in the playoff streak to continue for at least one more year until my Sens can be competitive again.
Did you know my sister's a Sens fan?
Is she?
Yeah. That's just puke in my mouth. But yeah.
Just a little bit of icky. Just a little baby burp.
That gives me the ick.
Yeah.
I might have a new favorite pace friend.
Heyo.
I think you already did when you met my brothers.
Yeah, your brothers are funny. Paul. Paulie. Shout out Paul.
Paluccio.
Paulizinho. Okay. Carolina, Boston.
Ooh.
Here's the thing. I don't know.
I don't know. I usually don't like Boston. Like being a dual citizen with a Habs and Leafs fan, I don't like Boston. There's always bad blood between them and my teams. I'm gonna go Carolina. I kind of like them. I just think they're a really fun team to watch.
Bunch of jerks.
So
yeah.
I'm gonna go with Carolina on that one.
That's my pick too.
Okay, Jordan and Johnny going Carolina.
Are you going to be different again?
Dude.
No, he's going Carolina.
No, that's Jordan's bracket.
Oh, it is?
My bracket will have the Boston Bruins.
Yep.
Because I think that they have one more year of really good hockey left in them.
They do. They have one of the most consistent teams I've seen in the last 10 years.
They've been good for probably... Yeah.
Since like 2008.
Yeah. Say. They've been competitive.
Yeah. Ever since they had.
Sorry, guys. I'm just getting really popular with all these messages coming in.
Yeah. This group chat.
Yeah. And it's actually just our own group chat. So sorry about that, guys. I'm going Boston and I just love the city. And there's nothing better than Bostonians getting fired up over sports. So
yeah, that's true.
We want to see that.
Those East Coast Bostonians really know how to get into it.
Here's the next matchup. We got the Sidney Crosby. They're renaming it to the Sidney Crosbys.
The Pittsburgh Sidney Crosbys?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Crosbys?
Yeah. And and the New York Rangers, Big Apple.
Big Apple Bagels?
Big Apple Bagels.
Okay. I'm always going to be a Sidney Crosby fan, I think. He's the best player ever. So
you think he hits different?
He hits different. Sidney Crosby to me is the definition of what a professional athlete should be. He's the best. No one will do it better. Going with the Pens on that one.
Not even McDaddy?
No.
Nope. Really?
Yeah. Sidney Crosby's the best.
Sidney Crosby is the best. I agree.
So you're going with the Pens?
Yep.
I'm going with the Rangers.
No, you're going with the Rangers?
Yeah.
They play tonight, right?
Yeah,
they do. Yeah. Game one tonight.
Is that the 6 or 6:30?
I'll tell you right now.
I'm going with the. Oh,
Sid,
man. Yeah, I'm going with Pitt.
Can't knock Sid. I have to. As long as that team has Sid and Evgeny, they're always going to be a contender.
The only thing that worries me is the goaltending.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Shesterkin, is that the goalie for the?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he had the best save percentage.
He's probably going to win the best goalie this year, too, the Vezina Trophy. The Louis Vezina.
The Louis Vuitton. He's going to win.
Yeah,
the Louis Vuitton.
Sweet to win the Louis Vuitton trophy.
So I'm going Pittsburgh. That concludes round one for the East. So
on to the West.
Yep. To recap, I have Florida, Tampa, Boston, and Pittsburgh. John has Florida, Toronto, Carolina, Pittsburgh. And Jordan has Florida, Toronto, Carolina, and New York. And now we'll switch it over to the West.
Let's do it.
First matchup, 1-8. Music City. No, not is that Music City?
Yeah. Nashville.
Nashville's Music City.
Broadway Girls.
Yep. Shout out to Morgan Wall and Little Dirk. Broadway Girls versus the Colorado Avalanche.
All right.
Who are the best team in NHL this year, basically?
Yeah. As much, and you kind of nailed it right there. As much as I want Nashville to win, because I just love that friggin' city. I'm going to have to go with Colorado for being realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Just hockey talk, eh? It's got to be the Avs.
It's got to be. It's got to be. If it's not, then hey, all Broadway, power to the Preds.
Yeah.
That's the business we're in, guys.
Then Broadway's taking over the playoffs.
Yeah, Broadway might take over the playoffs this year.
Yeah,
I'm going with the Avs too.
If the Preds win, we are becoming full-on Predators fans in the second round.
You might just have to.
You'll probably hear us cheer for a lot of different teams. Our team's going to get knocked out. I'm a Dallas Stars fan now.
All right. I'm going with the Avalanche as well. Clean sweep.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll sweep.
No, I'm saying like clean sweep for us picking them.
For the bracket. Yeah.
That's the first time we've all been in agreement today.
I see.
Good job, fellas. Okay. Next is Minnesota, St. Louis.
Oh.
This is probably the hardest one to pick.
Yeah.
I think
closest series wise.
I'm really rooting for Marc-Andre Fleury. I love that guy. I think he's awesome. And also they got Cam Talbot too, hometown boy. So yeah, I'm going to have to go with Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And I think they could put up a good fight.
Damn right. The game last night was good. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of rough stuff. I'm going with the Wild too.
Okay.
Oh yeah. How about that
hit? I'm just bandwagoning because Will and...
I'm going with the Wild as well because I have friends that are diehard Minnesota fans.
So how about that hit by Tarasenko on Dumba right in front of the net? Goalie smothers the puck and he just comes in and trucks him.
Yep, there's no friends out there.
That's playoff hockey. Last night was an unreal example of playoff hockey in that game.
All right. Calgary-Dallas.
Calgary.
Pretty easy, I think.
Yeah.
Are you being different, Marty?
No, I gotta go Calgary.
Calgary's sick.
I'm going Calgary as well.
When was the last time they were in the playoffs?
Mm.
Has it been a while? Did they make it last year?
I don't know. No, they didn't. I feel like it's been a while, though, because they've like kind of been down in the dumps for a little bit.
Because Dallas went far 2 years ago.
Yeah, Dallas went to the final.
I might go Dallas. Can you change?
But they lost a few guys, though. They're not the same team they were.
The same Dallas team.
Alexiak. That's the only guy I can think of right now. Yeah.
Okay, but I feel like they're just
not the same team.
Okay, last one. Edmonton, Los Angeles. Los Angeles won game one.
I'm still going McDaddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to Edmonton.
We'll go for the Canadian team.
We got to keep our Canadian teams in it as long as we can.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, Edmonton clean sweep.
And then it sucks, of course, like, If that pans out, then Calgary and Edmonton would play and then just knock out a Canadian team.
Well, no, but that'll be a good series to watch, though.
Oh, that'd be sick. Okay. Easy travel for the boys, too, eh?
Yeah.
No plane legs.
For the fellas.
Okay, second round. Johnny, you have Florida versus Toronto. Who's moving on out of those two?
I got to go with Toronto.
All that Jumbo Joe talk, and now you're going Toronto.
Oh, when it comes down to it.
You can't put your emotions aside.
No.
Okay. Jordan, can't. Toronto, Florida.
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 Who'd Johnny pick?
Toronto. I have Tampa and Florida. I'm going Florida as well. Okay. Johnny, Boston, or sorry, Carolina or Pittsburgh?
It's got to be the Jerks.
Pittsburgh. What? No, you got to stick with Sid, man.
You taking Sid to the cup?
I'm taking Sid to the conference at least.
Okay.
Okay, Marty, Carolina, New York.
Oh, boy.
It's hard, eh?
Yeah, this one's hard. I think I'm going to go Carolina again.
Carolina Hurricanes. It's pretty good. You picked them to win the cup, didn't you?
I have Florida.
In our video.
Oh, yeah, to win the cup in the video. In our bracket, I have Florida winning, though.
I'm going Pittsburgh. Out of Pittsburgh, Boston, I think Pittsburgh's got it. They were well-rested. Okay, John. Avs Wild. Who?
Avs.
Okay. Jordan, you have Dallas. No, sorry, you have Avs Wild as well.
Avs.
I'll follow you guys.
That's a team that'll go deep, I think.
I hope so, or else all three of our brackets are going to be mangled.
Jordan, Dallas or Edmonton?
Edmonton. They'll beat Dallas.
Johnny, Calgary, Edmonton.
Edmonton.
Really?
Yeah, I think if they play... Yeah, either Dallas or Calgary.
Oh, I'm going Edmonton too. Oh,
come on. Come on, McDaddy.
Come on.
Need you.
We need you.
McJesus.
All right, to advance to the Stanley Cup final, Toronto or Pittsburgh, Johnny? Sid or your Hamilton Bulldogs?
Well, it's so hard. I don't know if the Leafs have that playoff depth, but I'll go with them.
You got it.
I'll ride them to the cup final.
I think you have to. I think if they make it out of the first round, though,
then they'll finally
break the curse and fucking maybe do something.
And just get that out of their head.
Jordan, yeah. Florida, Carolina.
Florida. Sorry to all the Carolina fans.
Yeah. All right. I'm going with Florida.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now, listen. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Okay. We all have Edmonton versus the Avalanche. Who are we going?
That's so hard.
That is a tough series. I'm going with the Avalanche.
That's two of the fastest players in the game playing against each other. With
Edmonton's and had their number in like season series.
All right. I'll go with Edmonton then.
I think. I just feel like the games we've watched, they went to overtime, and then McDaddy takes over every time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Playoff overtime is 5-on-5.
Like, as so we saw different. A glimpse of last night, did they end up winning or losing last night?
Who?
Edmonton.
They lost.
I just feel like McDavid can take over a game so easily, though. So, yeah, Edmonton.
Edmonton. Jordan?
I'm going Edmonton.
So, Johnny, you have a full Stanley Cup. Canadian bracket, Stanley Cup final, Toronto versus Edmonton. Who do you have winning the cup?
Here, let's see how the brackets do. I don't know.
You have to pick it now.
You got to pick?
Yeah.
All right, let's go Toronto winning the cup.
Marty, Florida or Edmonton?
Florida, baby.
If one of our brackets actually hits, like, I'll freak out.
I'm going the Colorado Avalanche. You're going to win the cup. Nathan McKinnon's going to get it.
He's hoisting?
No, Landeskog will hoist it first.
He hasn't hoisted before, eh?
No. None of those guys.
He's
been there his whole career.
There you have it, folks. What we should do is the bracket. Can you still fill out a bracket?
I think you can. I was just
When's the deadline for that? I'll look it up. Hold on.
I mean, I could still submit mine.
NHL bracket challenge. May 4th. So tomorrow, 6:59 p.m.
We should make one.
That's what I'm going to say. So if you want to get in on our NHL bracket challenge, you got to go to bracketchallenge.nhl.com, make one, and you will sign up to our league. We're going to make a league. It's going to be called No Bad Days something. We'll put it out on our Instagram. Make sure you get your name and your bracket in there, and we'll all have a competition over the playoffs with our fans.
I like it.
And you have to submit it by 7 p.m.
tomorrow,
Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. So we'll release this in the morning, and you got to get your bracket in right away once you listen. And it'll be up on the Instagram as well. So make sure you, if you want to participate, you will do that.
Sorry for the early heads up.
And we're going to give you an early heads up of about 12 hours.
That's good. That's good.
Good enough. I mean,
we're recording early, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just release this tonight.
All right. Well, that concludes our playoff bracket.
All right.
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I'm kind of nervous about, I really hope this playoff bracket heads.
You think you're gonna
have you even made one?
I've never made one before.
On your phone? I have mine. I'll probably just...
No, because you're going to have to make a new one and then submit the same picks that you had in here. Because
true.
That's just you got to have the integrity of the game.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's what the game's about, integrity. So,
are you guys liking this midday filming that we got going on right now?
Like with the hockey guys?
I guess you've been doing it longer than us.
Yeah. Today. Since you guys left, that's kind of been like our routine is just, especially Sundays, around 3 o'clock, head over to Lawson's, film for like 2-3 hours. I kind of like it, like the filming schedule, because then it just makes it easier because you just know in advance when you are.
I like it too because it makes the day seem faster.
Yeah,
rather than just sitting down and doing nothing all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, instead of the couch time from 3 to 7.
Yeah, and I do like how Lawson's encouraged us even more to make our own content. So I think everyone's been doing a really good job at pumping out stuff on their own accounts, not just the main hockey guys account. So, you know, it's all about growth. And I think in the last couple months, we've been doing a pretty good job of that, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been definitely putting a lot more videos out there on my own personal account.
Yeah. I put a risky one out yesterday.
Yeah, but that was funny.
Oh, yeah, it's all in good fun.
It's not so much about the words that are said in it. It's just about content.
It's about the boys, right?
Yeah,
it's just about fun.
Yeah, just having fun with the boys.
And if you're not living,
how'd it do?
You know what you're doing?
Did it do good?
Yeah, I think it's at like 50,000.
44, yeah.
44, sure.
Mine absolutely flopped yesterday.
Hey, we'll round that up to 50.
I got 3,000 views only.
On what?
The
3,000?
The Siri one. It was just like flopped. That was my first floppage.
Wow. That's okay.
So I got to redeem myself tonight.
Yeah, we'll get
I got to make a good one.
We'll get it going.
I got one in the drafts.
Yeah?
I'm going to rip it.
Shoot it out of the cannon.
Yeah, I'll rip it.
Right out of the cannon?
Yeah.
The Nick cannon?
Yeah. Shoot out of the Nick cannon. But yeah.
What's the IUP saying this week, Marty?
Oh, God. I actually thought of something like 2 nights ago and I was going to write it in my phone. Actually, they were supposed to send it to me 2 days ago, actually.
So they're behind?
Yeah, no, they ended up getting it to me. There was a little bit something to do with graduation.
Yeah.
And just to make sure you have fun with your friends and family and make sure everyone has a good time.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
And hope that Johnny tags along for the night.
Yeah, I'll be riding someone's coattail, I'm sure. Or their grad robe, I should say.
You only do it once. And we're going to have pretty much everyone's family here. It sounds like we have like a crew of like 70 people between us 10 coming here, renting out a restaurant. We're having dinner and drinks. Probably going to bring all our parents and grandparents to a local bar. And the IUAP just can't stress enough that they want everyone to have fun and have a few drinks.
You know what I was thinking too?
Tell us.
So the grad is at the rink.
Yeah.
The ceremony.
Yeah.
instead of, and I was talking to Taver about this, instead of you guys sitting with like all the other graduates, how about, because the room, our dressing room is backstage, how about you guys just chilling there? I'll sneak in the players' entrance, maybe bring a case of beer, hang out, have a couple beers. When they call your name, you just skedaddle on out there, walk talk across.
To the chancellor of the school, beer breath.
I'll provide the gum.
Yeah, we got a gum guy.
We got a gum guy now.
So, yeah, okay.
And then get your piece of paper and then come back in the room and hang out. I think that's a pretty awesome idea.
Yeah.
Hey, what are they going to do?
Yeah, what, like
kick you out of school?
No, they can't. We'd be done by then.
Yeah, no, you're done.
You could get kicked out still, though.
Oh no! I'll get away. I'll start running for the hills.
You'll get away clean.
You'll be you'll be the quickest runner.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'll be doing that.
I think that'd be awesome.
No, we got to, part of the graduation is you got to just sit through it.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to suck it up a little bit.
Hopefully, we'll be able to get some footage from it. I think we're bringing a camera there.
Yeah,
and getting some footage of everyone.
Yeah, there's probably no rule against that.
No. So hopefully that'll be on the YouTube. Maybe we'll get someone to do something funny when they go get their diploma.
Yeah.
Like dab on the chancellor.
Or
go to shake their hand and then you just wave it through your
hair. Right, Johnny boos us.
Yeah. I'll just be in the crowd, being the loudest one there. I'll bring a sign for everyone.
Put it down, pick up your new one.
Hold it up.
You have 10 signs.
Are you coming in, Johnny? Do you know?
That'll be a game time decision.
You need a ticket.
Yali's got one for me.
Oh, yeah. I think he's got one. An extra one for me, too.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay, I created the NHL bracket for us. It's No Bad Days. That's the bracket. So you need to put your team in that bracket. And then, yeah, you'll be good to go.
Any spaces or anything, or just No Bad Days?
Like no... space, bad space,
days. Like three words.
Yeah, bad like, days. Like exactly how you'd spell our podcast name.
Fair enough.
Hey, do we got any questions for today?
No, I didn't put any questions up because we were recording earlier today.
No.
That's okay. We can make our own questions.
Okay.
What's your favorite color?
Blue. What's nice. Yours?
Magenta.
Marty?
Olive green.
Kind of like your hat.
Olive Garden.
And Olive Garden, yeah. Kind of like Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
Okay, so now that we're in our last week of school, how is it? Do you guys have more work than usual or less?
Mine's pretty much about the same. I wrote an exam earlier for one of my comm classes, so I got that out of the way. It was actually supposed to be written on the next week sometime.
During exam week,
but I wrote it last week.
Oh, who would have thunk that would have been in exam week?
Just to get it out of the way.
Nice. So you're done that class completely now?
Done that class completely. And I've done 3 final presentations. I just have to write the reflection papers on them.
Okay.
There's usually a follow-up reflection paper.
Do you have any in-person exams?
Yeah, I have 2. And they're both next week. Accounting and 1 comm exam, and then that's it for Pacer.
And you're free.
Basically, last third year. Last week was my last week of full coursework. Like this week's pretty chill, and then next week I have Monday, and then I'm basically done.
That's so weird.
I just have
all never busy work again.
Well, yeah, until I go back to school, yeah.
I have 1 paper for my 1 class as my final, and then my internship is gonna run till June. So I just have pretty much just busy work until June.
That's unreal.
It's not bad.
A couple hours a day, chip away at it.
I kind of like when teachers do that, when they front load the course content. And then like the last couple weeks, you can just kind of
put on cruise control,
take a deep breath, put your car on cruise control. And
yeah, I've been on cruise control probably since we got back from spring break.
Yeah. You've been stuck in neutral.
Wait till next year when you get senioritis.
Oh,
it just bites you.
That'll be bad. I got third year-itis, so junior-itis? Yeah, I got junior-itis this year. So next year, it'll be a doozy, but hey,
I think senior-itis bit all of us this year.
We'll finish strong.
Like even
you guys, Yelly, gave it to me.
I think we all got it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's contagious.
It is.
Yeah.
When you see the boys aren't doing anything, you're kind of like, ah, yeah.
Which is like the opposite of what it should be, because you have way more time when you're not in season to do everything that you need to do, but then you just don't do it.
Yeah. I always, yeah, it's like, it's so weird. Once hockey's over, you realize like how much free time you really have on your hands.
That's what I'm saying. Like, could you imagine not playing hockey and going to school? Think about all the.
That'd be unreal.
Well, yeah, but like, think about all the time you'd have. Like, what would you do with all your time? You'd have to find like another hobby to do.
You'd go nuts if you're just doing school.
Or you could just study.
And like school takes like a couple hours to do, and then you're done.
Yeah, like,
what do you do?
You know what the biggest lie in the world is when teachers tell you that you're supposed to spend 3 to 4 hours a week outside of class working on your school stuff.
Yeah, for every each class. Subject.
For like a 5-point paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, write 250 words. You're like, okay, I'll do that when I'm sleeping tonight.
I'll do that like in class tomorrow because it's due at the end of class. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put Siri on all night and I'll write my paper in my sleep.
Yeah. Because it takes about a half an hour to do.
Yeah.
And that's if you're stuck.
What about like if you're when you guys have papers that are assignments due that you have to read a paper, do you read the whole paper? Or you just kind of like,
no,
look through where the answers would be in the paper and then write them down.
If I have to do a reading, and especially it depends how long it is too. If it's like a 20 page reading that you have to like do a report on, I'm reading the first like 3 pages and then I'll go off of that and include like some quotes from that. And then I read the last 2 pages.
There you go.
And get then the see how it like concludes. Other than that, you get the gist of
that's
it.
That's the loophole, man. Because like, okay, you got to get the start, maybe one in the middle, just one random one.
Yeah.
Exactly. That way you have content from all three phases of the book.
Exactly.
Middle, front, start, end.
Yeah.
And you're dead.
Or you get Spark Notes it, you know, change up the words a bit and you're good to go.
Spark Notes. Spark Notes were so clutch in high school when you had to read Shakespeare.
Oh yeah, because you're like, okay, what does that mean?
Yeah, you're like, oh, what is the word? Then, what does doth mean?
And then they're like, oh, he was telling a joke.
Oh,
and it's like, oh, ha, 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 okay, I got it.
Yeah.
And then
everyone laughed.
Yeah,
because it was a funny joke.
It was a funny joke in 1568. So
yeah.
1568.
Was that when?
What do you think it was like living it like back then?
Gross. Like you didn't brush your gross. You didn't brush your teeth.
No, not good.
So everyone just had morning breath all the time.
And like, probably.
But I feel like the things they ate and drank back in the day, like your teeth don't rot.
That's true.
Yeah, like I don't they think aren't having
four
candy.
Cups of black coffee and 10 packs of Skittles in a day.
No, they're not.
They're eating like and neither leaves, are we. Just for the
leaves
record.
And like raspberries and.
Eating some leaves,
yeah,
like some pine needles,
like some lettuce, pine needles, like
yeah,
that's brushing their teeth.
Yeah, but like,
do you think it'd be cool though, being like a pioneer?
No,
well, like I don't know, what do you bathe like once a week, once a month, everyone stinks.
You gotta respect the grind that they're on.
Oh yeah,
like imagine traveling in like a buggy,
and you had like
a little buggy,
yeah,
a horse buggy.
Yeah, like someone's
got a more powerful horse than you and you're like pissed off because they're speeding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or like going far, like a road trip is like walking like a half an hour somewhere.
John Dutton across
exactly.
Yeah.
Across America.
Yeah, 1883.
Yeah.
What's the 1800s?
James Dutton.
Yeah, so this is like prior to that.
I don't feel like I know nothing about that era, the 1500s. Do you know anything about it?
Like, how do they
medieval
make
medieval times?
Like, how do they
that's
make
medieval?
How do they make buildings and stuff though?
I don't know, like straw and mud. And
well, yeah, but like wood. But like, how do you cut the wood and then how do you nail it together? Like
with saws and nails.
No, I know, but like then how do you?
They made saws out of like bones back then,
yeah.
Didn't they?
I don't know
like
what
rocks. I think we're all over the eras right now.
Yeah, I don't know. So some of us are going back to 903.
Yeah,
BC.
1 BC. Yeah, no, that would probably suck. And if you get the cold,
when
like,
do they start counting years?
This is what Spark Notes gets us, guys.
When they start counting years,
you know what I mean? Like, you know how we're born in like 1997, 1998?
Yeah.
Like who was born in like when were we born? Oh, 1.
2.
And then like when were your parents
born? Oh, I'm a 2.
if you were born in 1, then when were your parents born?
Before
negative 30.
isn't that when it goes to the BCs?
Yeah,
I don't know
either
because times
I must have spark noted it.
I don't know when time, I think the maybe the Egyptians or like the Aztecs started counting one day. I don't know. Like, I'm really not too sure. But yeah, like I feel like if you lived before the 19th century, like if you got the common cold, like you were done. Like you get a sniffle, like you're probably just gonna die.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
You know what I mean? You got a sore throat, you're gone.
There's no medicine.
Stub your toe, infected, done.
And they didn't know what any of that stuff was either.
No. So you got a cut and like no one washed themselves. So like you're just playing in the dirt, infected, you're done. See ya.
You're done.
Yeah. Staff infection immediately. See ya. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy to think about.
And I had a tonsil issue when I was two. So I wouldn't have made it past two if I was born back then.
Yeah.
I would have been done. Close that book.
And then like how big, like do you guys think that there's like other living things out there in the universe other than just us?
Well, there's two possibilities. Either there are or there aren't. And yeah, so that's both are pretty scary. So
yeah, I think
out of the trillions of planets.
There's gotta be, man.
Out of the trillions of planets.
No, there's like
and we're the only
infinite
living thing,
like, amount of universes.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Can you imagine they're learning about like us and we're learning about
or they could be behind us. Like, what if we're the advanced ones?
But there's also...
Or what if we're the less advanced?
There's also a theory that...
50-50.
There's also a theory that space is so big that there's other living species that are the exact same as you and have done the exact same thing in your life that you've done, including, like, every breath, everything.
You think someone's going to UWS out
like,
there?
Yeah. Literally. No, literally.
Hey, they do it. They have a TikTok and everything.
Yeah. No, seriously, that's like the theory.
They're the space guys.
I could see that. Yeah, the space guys.
Because that's how big it supposedly
the Milky Way boys.
You guys are just not grasping this.
I get it. I get
what
it
you're
too.
Saying.
It is
it's not
scary.
A freaking joke.
Hey, that joke didn't fall flat. You got us.
Yeah,
I'm not joking.
Hardy har har.
Like, there's probably 10. There's probably 10 or 15 other Johnny Paces out there.
Yeah.
If you had the choice to live on Mars whenever Elon builds a city out there, would you do it?
No. I'm
no.
content here.
But what if it like fell apart like a little bit? Like it's still livable here, but and they're like Mars is like could be good, but it also couldn't be.
You would?
No, I'm just asking. Yeah. I don't know what I would do yet.
I don't think you would.
I don't think I would either.
Maybe a game time.
Yeah.
Game time decision.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to Mars.
Hey, save me a spot. I'm just not sure if
I'm going to reserve that one and then see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is literally me.
Yeah. Cause you never know.
So you wouldn't.
I don't know. It's
game time.
Game time. That's game time decision.
Yeah. I'm up in the air about that. It depends how bad it would be here. Like if there's no other option, I guess then. Yeah.
Do you think we'll have like floating, like, you know how in like Futurama, they have like floating, like subways, do you think you'll ever have that?
Well, I think that's what lifetime? I think that's what they thought in the 1950s that 2022
that's what it like. Would be like.
Yeah,
because that's Back to the Future 3 was like that
in 2016 mm-hmm. was the future that they went to, like from the 80s.
Yeah,
and they had like floating, they had like hoverboards
and they wore like tinfoil helmets and stuff.
Yeah. it's not like that.
Yeah, it turns out it was what, historically inaccurate.
Only when my teacher tells me to.
Imagine if we were the first ever people that gets to time travel.
That'd be cool.
Would you do it?
Would you go backwards or forwards?
Backwards.
Back.
We'd go back to the 1500s, us three.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, I gotta see what the Shakespeare crap's all about.
We'd be dead. We would be dead immediately.
Hey, you go to one of his plays, you're like howling.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny can't take a 35-minute shower. Your toes.
Yeah, because then you have to carry the buckets of water up and down.
I'd be dead. They'd be cold before I even get up there, up those steps from the wishing well.
What's like an appropriate shower time?
I feel like 10 minutes.
I feel like that's even long.
Technically, it's supposed to be 5 minutes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like being in the shower. I was telling Taver, because we were showering at the rink after we worked out.
And oh,
like,
yeah.
Remember
what you said to me before that? You're like, that could have been taken away out of context.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, like, showering with the boys, unreal.
Yeah.
I haven't showered with you guys since, like, December. Our last practice.
Whatever. Yeah.
No, because I would come
on. I guess, yeah.
I would come home in my skates and a tracksuit and then hop in. But and then sometimes if I wasn't skating, I'd like work out, wait till practice is done, and then like shower with the boys after. But I was saying when I wouldn't do that and I was just working out and you guys were on the ice, I would like go take like a 45 minute shower at the rink and then just hang out in there with the hot water, because our rink was freezing too.
Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of just nice. Water like, lasts forever.
We got
yeah.
good showers too.
Yeah,
good showers, water pressure.
We have a good shower area at the rink. So yeah, I would just hang out in there. Can't do that at home.
No.
Or else the next guy ain't having hot water.
Or else your dad. And you got your dad's pissed too.
I think 5 minutes is like max.
You know who takes quick showers is Frizz.
Yeah. There's nothing to mess around about. You get in there, get wet, body wash, boom. Maybe a little shampoo if you're washing your hair, in and out.
Yeah.
But you yeah, just but like sometimes the hot water, if you get out of bed yeah. and you're cold and it's like cold in the house and you just hop in there and have a
it's hard to get
shower.
Out.
Yeah.
It's hard to get out.
Especially in the morning if you're a little groggy.
Yeah. You got to wake up.
I don't really ever take morning showers.
No. Because I usually wake up about 10 minutes yeah. before my class. Yeah. So
it's a fair point as well.
You got to get there. Right.
All right. Well, I think that that's pretty good for today's podcast episode.
I'd say so.
All right. Well, make sure to get your brackets into the No Bad Days League at NHLBracketChallenge.com or whatever the thing is.
And don't forget to share word of mouth about the pod. And download.
Yeah. Make sure you download it.
And for those of you who have been, thank you very much.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Cheers, fellas.
See you, folks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.